This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. First, the headlines. Drug de-addiction centers to be set up in all districts of Meghalaya, announces Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha says next generation GST reforms mark major step towards making citizens' lives simpler. Justice Shovan Shen takes charge as Chief Justice of High Court of Meghalaya, and Government of Nagaland signs Memorandum of Understanding with Capacity Building Commission, Karmayogi Bharat, to implement Mission Karmayogi. The news in detail. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma chaired a review meeting yesterday with the Health, Social Welfare and Police Departments to assess the progress of the government's dream mission aimed at combating drug abuse in Meghalaya. The government has decided to establish detoxification and de-addiction centers in every district within the next 3 to 4 months, either in government hospitals or through partnerships with private and faith-based organizations. Departments have been directed to identify suitable sites, install CCTVs in hotspot areas, and collaborate with stakeholders. The Chief Minister reaffirmed the government's firm commitment to eliminate the drug menace statewide. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha has said that the next generation GST reforms mark a major step towards making citizens' lives simpler while reducing tax burden on the common people. After inaugurating a two-day workshop on GST reforms organized by the Finance Department at Muktadhara Auditorium in Agartala, the Chief Minister said that the new system also focuses on modernizing and simplifying the country's overall tax and revenue framework. He added that the restructured GST mechanism will particularly benefit the middle class, poor, business community, women and youth. Tripura Finance Minister Pranajit Singh Roy, ICAI Vice Chairman Umesh Sharma and senior officials of the State Finance Department were also present at the inaugural session. Justice Shovan Shen took charge as Chief Justice of the Meghalaya High Court after being sworn in at a ceremony held at Raj Bhavan's Darbar Hall in Shillong yesterday. Governor Chandrasekhar H. Vijayashankar administered the oath in presence of Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, Leader of Opposition Dr. Mukul Sangma and other dignitaries. Justice Sen succeeds Justice Sanjeev Banerjee, who retired on the 5th of September. His appointment was approved by President Draupadi Murmu on 26 September. Chief Minister Conrad Sangma, in a post on X, wished him a tenure marked by judicial excellence and commitment to constitutional values. The Arunachal Pradesh branch of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association participated in the opening ceremony of the 68th Commonwealth Parliamentary Conference held in Barbados. Speaker Kesan Pangte, Deputy Speaker Cardo Ningyor, MLAs Muchumithi, Chakat Abo and others participated in the conference. The Indian delegation was led by Speaker of the Lok Sabha Om Birla. Themed The Commonwealth, a Global Partner, the conference featured a wide range of significant events, including the CPA General Assembly and General Debate meetings of the CPA Executive Committee, CPC workshops, and the 9th Commonwealth Women Parliamentarians Conference, among others. A cleanliness awareness campaign was launched in Banihat Ribhoi district in Meghalaya after it was labelled one of the dirtiest localities in the region. The Office of the Deputy Commissioner, in collaboration with Umbling Community and Rural Development Bloc and the Green Tech Foundation, initiated the drive to restore sanitation standards. Inaugurated by Bloc Development Officer Eric Kelvin Dakar, the event was marked by the participation of officials, traditional heads of 20 villages, students and residents. The campaign focused on solid waste management and community hygiene. The Jayanthia Hills Wildlife Division under the Department of Forests, Environment and Climate Change held the valedictory function of the Wildlife Week 2025 at Clariat West Community Hall, East Jayanthia Hills District, yesterday. The event, themed Human-Animal Coexistence, emphasized harmony between animals and wildlife. Principal of the Jayanthia Eastern College, P. Nongtudu, addressed participants on community roles in biodiversity conservation. Students engaged in awareness activities, making the program vibrant. Officials and forest staff were present as the event marked the conclusion of a nationwide week dedicated to promoting wildlife protection and ecological balance. The Government of Nagaland has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Capacity Building Commission Karmayogi Bharat to implement Mission Karmayogi. Nagaland Chief Secretary Senti Yangar Imchen emphasized that Mission Karmayogi, launched in 2020 by the central government, aims to create a future-ready civil service focused on effective governance and service delivery. Highlighting the importance of continuous training, he said officers can now access learning through the digital platform IGOT Karma Yogi. The online mode will make training more inclusive and accessible, especially in remote areas. Director ATI Akunu S. Mayase underlined ongoing efforts to strengthen training infrastructure in Nagaland, including a new web portal to track training histories and needs of government employees. The state BJP has urged the Meghalaya government to revise the eligibility criteria for the Meghalaya Civil Service, MCS, and Meghalaya Police Service, MPS examinations to allow final year undergraduate students to sit for the preliminary stage similar to the UPSC model. BJP chief spokesperson Maria Hom Kharkrang said, a representation dated 7th October 2025 has been submitted to Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma seeking amendment to the existing rules. The party argued that aligning state criteria with the Union Public Service Commission standards would create equal opportunities for aspiring candidates and enhance the state's recruitment system. A delegation from the Sinjuk Ki Nongsinchar Shnong Washsan Lingdo area met Southwest Khasi Hills Deputy Commissioner B. Maulong to highlight development issues in one of the district's most backward regions. Spokesperson Zandi Murthong said the Sinjuk expressed concern over poor road connectivity affecting villages like Nongtamer, Nongrenyang, Maujai, Nongumer, Mauhian Groda, and Punskei. They also urged the DC to set up a community and rural development block at Maunor and establish a Meghalaya Rural Bank branch in the area. The DC assured to take up the matters with higher authorities. Mizoram Governor retired General Vijay Kumar Singh emphasized the importance of public awareness in effectively utilizing the Right to Information Act during an event held at the ATI Auditorium to mark RTI Week. The governor highlighted that the core objectives of the RTI Act are transparency and accountability in governance. He noted that since the implementation of the Act in 2005-2006, citizens have increasingly used RTI as a tool to access information and raise pertinent questions. However, he stressed that wider awareness is still needed for the Act to reach its full potential. Governor Singh rewarded individuals who have made significant use of the RTI Act, recognizing their efforts in promoting transparency and citizen empowerment within Mizoram. The Committee on Estimates of the Meghalaya Legislative Assembly, led by Chairman and MLA Marylebone Siem, held an interactive meeting with its Rajasthan counterpart yesterday in Jaipur as part of a study tour. The discussion focused on sharing best practices to strengthen financial oversight, administrative reforms, and mechanisms for monitoring government expenditure. The Meghalaya delegation included MLAs Miani D. Shira, Remington G. Momin, Daman Bait Lamare, and Gabriel Walang. Both committees emphasized enhancing transparency and accountability in governance. And before we wind up, a quick look at the headlines once again. Drug de-addiction centers to be set up in all districts of Meghalaya, announces Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Shaha says next generation GST reforms mark major step towards making citizens' lives simpler. Justice Shoman Chen takes charge as Chief Justice of High Court of Meghalaya, and Government of Nagaland signs Memorandum of Understanding with Capacity Building Commission, Karma Yogi Bharat, to implement Mission Karma Yogi. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashwani Shillong. Have a nice day.